And she settles down a little faster. There we go. There we go.
This 26-year-old bald eagle stands quietly on the leather glove of Mary Beth Garrigan, who's the program director of the National Eagle Center. She says Harriet lived for 18 years in the wild in northern Wisconsin before she was injured, likely looking for food.
She was found alongside of a road from an impact of a vehicle. Her left side, her left wing, is permanently disabled now.
After rehabilitation, Harriet came to live at the center, and she provides up-close viewing.
You'll have a veteran come in to the Eagle Center and start to cry when he sees these birds, as well as you'll have a group of kids from a school, local school, that have come on a field trip. You'll have visitors from other nations that come and want to appreciate why America chose this bird as its symbol. It's a beautiful bird to see flying free over the Mississippi River.
Outside viewers may see 50 to 350 eagles at this time of year.
Bald eagles and even tundra swans start to come down from the northern areas of the continent, to northern Canada, and they migrate down through this region, and they congregate on open water sites.
Garrigan says the eagles will stay all winter as long as there's open water. Wabasha is a draw because that's the spot where the Chippewa River joins the Mississippi, and the flow keeps the water churning so fish are available. She says Harriet has outlived most bald eagles, but because she has her own staff, she could live to be 50.
You're doing great. There you go. Good girl.
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.